Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Hey, everybody. Glad you're here with me today. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to talk about pace. And I'm also going to talk about a principle that I call Core Five. And it relates to pace. It relates to all variety, really. And I'm going to do an extra episode on variety where I really talk about all the elements of variety. I find that so many people don't really use all of the elements of variety. And so they really aren't making the impact that they want because they're missing so many pieces of variety. And variety is actually what touches our senses, you know, the different elements of variety. And all of that starts with pace. So pace is a part of variety, but pace is also key to being understood, to being for people to be able to follow us. It's crucial. It's a foundation element. And so that's why I want to start with pace before I talk about variety. But in order to talk about pace, I want to teach you something that I call Core Five, which is kind of cool and some good food for thought. So if you think about a scale of 1 to 10, and 1 is you're asleep, and 10, you're like an auctioneer. So, you know, auctioneers are really fast, they're really loud, they're really energetic. So 5 would be about in the middle. So it becomes important with pace, as well as when we talk about variety later on, that we establish a Core 5. Now, the biggest problem with pace is one of two things. If Core 5 is right in the middle, it's kind of like Goldilocks' perfect porridge. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. So Core 5 is not too fast. It's not too slow. So when we talk about pace, the biggest problem that I see for people is they generally either go too fast or they go too slow. And that's their core, what I call the core. The core is the main thing we do. It's the norm. So if you speak really fast, if you talk really fast all the time and you get on video and you talk fast and you do podcasts and you do fast and you do presentations and you do fast, you probably are doing about a core 8. And that's your norm. That's what you always do. And people generally do one or the other. People come to me, they'll send me their videos to look at or their audios to listen to, and they do one or the other. Their norm, their core is set at an 8 or set at a 3. And a lot of times where we're from can have something to do with this. You know, I know New Yorkers that their core is an 8. I know people in the South, their core is a 3. I know people in India, their core is an 8. I know people in Australia, their core is an 8. I know people in, I'm trying to think of another place where the core might be a little slower, but you get the point. So back to muscle memory, we've established our core. For whatever reason, it might be because of our mother tongue, it might be because of where we're from, it might be because of experiences, like somebody told you, you know, to hurry up and get the words out of your mouth, or hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And so you started speaking faster. But you have a pace. You have a core pace. Now, for many people, they are set at a 5. They're right in the middle. They're not too fast. They're not too slow. They're moderate. I call that moderate pace. And that's great. And what we really want to do is we really want to establish for everybody a core 5. And a big part of that we're going to talk about when we, you know, when I do the podcast, when I do the episode on variety, because that helps us play shades. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. Today, I want to talk about why you've got to have that core five set. There's something called the 90-second checkout. And studies have shown that every 90 seconds, our brain tells us to check out. So every 90 seconds, you're fighting to keep your audience's attention from the start. So if you go too fast or too slow, when that 90 seconds kicks in, you are just about basically giving your audience permission to check out. And I'll tell you why. Because too fast makes it too hard for us to follow you. Too slow gets too slow and boring, and we want you to hurry up. So if you're going really fast and we're having a hard time following you and that 90 seconds checks in, what do you think is going to happen? Or if you go real slow and that 90 seconds kicks in and we really need you to hurry up because, you know, it's too slow for us or it's too boring for us and that 90 second comes, what's going to happen? Now, faster is probably a little bit more dangerous. And that's primarily because if your core is set at a higher pace, faster pace, when you start speaking to us, there's also something called an audible delay, which means it's going to take me a little bit to get used to the sound of your voice. You're not going to start talking to me if I don't know you. The second you start talking to me, I'm not going to start digesting your information. There's going to be a little bit of a delay while I get used to the sound of your voice. Basically, it's, you know, running through the computer of my brain, processing the sound, adjusting to it, and then I can take in your information. Now, here's the problem with too fast. You start off and you're going and you're going and you're introducing yourself and you're already on principle one. By the time you get into principle one, I'm just getting used to the sound of your voice and I'm already lost. Well, if I'm lost, guess what happens when that 90 second checkout kicks in? Yeah, I'm confused. I'm lost. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm out. Because, you know, today we've got these phones, we've got technology, we've got this, we've got that, we've got grocery lists, we've got emails, we've got pressure, we've got boyfriends, we've got girlfriends, we've got kids, we've got dogs, we've got car problems. It's endless. So if every 90 seconds something like that is fighting for our attention, then you got to be spot on to keep it. And pace plays a big part in that, because if you're boring us, or if we're not following you, or if we can't understand you because you're going too fast, we're out. Now, something else about this, and it has to do with when you first start speaking and I've got this audible delay and it's taking me a few minutes to get used to your voice. That's one thing. Going too slow, boring me, come on, tighten it up. That's another thing. But there's something else that can really be problematic with speed. You know the material. You know it. It's yours. It's your message. I know voice like nothing. I don't use notes anymore. I don't have to. I can use just a little keyword. It tells me exactly the topic that I want. Like for today's show, I put one word. I knew exactly what I wanted to talk about. I know my material. Now, if I was delivering a presentation today on cooking, yeah, I'd need some notes because I'm not a good cook and I don't know cooking and I don't know that. So I know what I know. You know what you know. But you know what we forget? and this I've seen with just about every expert I've ever seen or worked with. We don't know what you know. The audience doesn't know what you know. I could have a forum right now with five of other voice teachers on here with me. I don't know what they know, and we're in the same field. But I didn't have the same education. Even if I went to the same school, my perception of that education would be different. I have not worked with their clients. I have not had their experiences in life. I don't know what they know. I have a different perspective, even if I'm teaching the same subject. Even if I'm teaching public speaking, I'm going to teach it different than the guy in the classroom next door to me is teaching it. So if we don't know what you know, and you start rattling it off really fast, and I've got an audible delay, I've got a 90-second checkout, and I'm lost, and I'm hungry, and I just remembered a call I need to make, and I don't know what you're talking about, because I don't know what you know, we have a problem. Now you think, okay, well, you know, sure, that's with people who really don't know what I know. How does it work with people who are in my field? Sure, they know more about your field. But still, you cannot take for granted, because of all those other things I've talked about, that they're going to stay with you when you're rattling off your information. A lot of my accent neutralization clients come to me and they know, first up, when people come to me, I say, okay, what do you think you need to work on? And then I listen and I tell them what I think we need to do, what I hear. And almost always, pace is an issue. Now, here's the secondary issue for people that go too fast or people that go too slow. They present for somebody, usually their husband or their wife or their mother or their sister or maybe even a colleague or coworker. And that person says, oh, you got to slow down. Or that person says, oh, you got to speed up. And you do. But you go all the way to the other side of the pendulum. So if you were at a 3 and somebody said, you have got to speed up, you turn it up to a 9. If you were a 9 and somebody said, oh, you have got to slow down, you go all the way down to the 3. In fact, I was working with a woman yesterday and I had evaluated her voice and I said, let's talk about speed. I said, you don't use any of the faster variables. And I'll talk about variables when I talk about variety. And she said, well, that's because for years I talked fast and I was told that I had to slow down and I worked really, really, really hard at slowing down. And I said, that is great, but you have gone all the way to the other end of the scale and you're not using bits of fast at all. So you're getting stuck in one pace that is too slow. So she overcompensated for that speed. And that's what we tend to do. I'll have people come to me and they'll say, God, you know, I just sound so choppy on camera. Or it doesn't even have to be on camera. And I listen to them and they are speaking like this. And the first question I say is, did you ever speak fast? Yeah, I did. I did. And I was told to slow down. So you take it to the extreme and slow it down. Well, that doesn't captivate us. Speed doesn't captivate us because we don't have the time to process it. Plus, you lose us. So it becomes extremely important to establish that core 5, that middle of the road, not too fast, not too slow. Now, when we talk about variety, we're going to talk about adding in bits of fast and adding in bits of slow. But we can't do that unless we've established a core 5. If you speak fast all the time, you will never, ever be able to maximize the power of emphasizing a few words with fast. The only variable you'll be able to work with is slow. And the same thing goes with slow. Slow is a powerful tool to add emphasis on a few words. If your moderate pace is set too slow, you can't ever step into the power of that tool. So there's so many reasons that we want to establish that core five so that we're still engaging the audience, we're not going too slow, that we're not going too fast so that the audience will stay with us, that we're at a moderate, tolerable pace so that when that 90-second checkout comes, our audience is, you know, they're following us, they're with us, they're not being bombarded with speed or bored with slow, the audible delay, all of those things, but especially so that we can utilize the power of fast and slow when we start laying in variety. Now, you may speak fast and you've always spoken fast, or you may speak slow and you've always spoken slow, or it may be that you did one or the other and you changed it. But whatever you're doing now is what is laid into the muscle memory. If it's a core five and you speak at a moderate pace, that is great. If you go too fast or you go too slow, we either need to bump you up or down. And the way we do that is we literally have to start laying in something new. So the first thing we have to figure out is, what are you doing? Do you go too fast or do you go too slow or do you speak at a moderate pace? Now, some of you will know this, but I want to throw out another thought for you, and that's the idea of perception. And I talk about this a lot. You'll hear me talk about this a lot in interviews with people and when I do solo shows where I give you information and trainings. What we perceive we're doing and saying and how things are coming out of our mouth, a whole lot of the time is not the way the audience is receiving it. So we may perceive that we're fast or perceive that we're slow, and we're not. I'll teach somebody the scale of 1 to 10, and as they're speaking, I'll say, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how fast do you think you're speaking? And they'll say, oh, I said that's about a 3. And I'll say, it's actually a 6. Or they'll say, oh, 9, definitely a 9. And I'll say, no, it's about a 6 or a 4. So we have to get really clear on what we're doing because we've done it for so long, we can't even gauge it anymore. But you have to be really careful who you ask, because sometimes who you ask can get you in even more trouble than what you were doing originally. But no matter who you ask, you want to teach them the scale of 1 to 10. Because if you just go up to somebody and you say, hey, do you think I'm fast? Do you think I speak fast? They'll say yes or no. Well, there's lots of shades in there between 5 and 10, where a 6 is okay, but a 9 is not. So, and what is their perception of fast? You know, what do they think is fast? So teach them the scale of 1 to 10. Find somebody that you know, that you really think can help you gauge this, a boss, a coworker, maybe it is your husband or your wife. Tell them 1 to 10. 1, silent, you know, you're asleep. 10, auctioneer. 5, Goldilocks's porridge. Not too fat, not too hot, not too cold, just right. Where do I fall? And then try to speak to them as naturally as you can. And that's the, you know, that's the crazy thing about my job. When everybody comes to work with me, that, you know, they tend to want to go into this on voice because I'm working with the voice person. So I have to sound good. I want to meet you at your worst. I want to hear the worst things that you do with your voice because that's how I can make you the best with your voice. So when you find this person that you want to have help you determine what your core number is, explain to 1 to 10 to them. Pick whoever you really trust to give you solid feedback. And then just talk to them. But here's the thing. You might want to try 2 things. You might want to try having a conversation just off the cuff, talking to them. What are you doing this weekend? Talk about the kids, whatever. But then you also want to do something that's scripted. This could be, okay, so maybe you don't have a script. Maybe you don't do presentations. Maybe you don't have a script written. That's okay. Read a book, read a paper, read an article. Because what happens is there are almost two different versions of our voice. There's really three. Conversational, impromptu. We're generally connected, mind, body, and voice when we have a conversation with someone. That's why you sound so different when you present. Because as soon as you have a script in your hand, you're disconnected, mind, body, and voice. And I talk about that in another episode when I talk about psychology of the voice and muscle memory. So when you're just speaking casually, you're connected. So you're going to have a certain pace there. That can shift when you get scripted. It can shift even more when you get nervous, and it can shift if you have a script or you don't have a script, but you're presenting. So there's lots of different voice versions. I'll work with people and they'll be one way in a conversation. I work with a woman and she speaks so fast in conversation, I can barely keep up. But then when she does recordings that are scripted, she's very, very slow. And then she'll do another type of presentation that's interactive, and she's moderate. So she's got three completely different pace settings going. You may do the same. The goal is to get that moderate set across the board so that when we go into adding pace variables for emphasis and for unpredictability, we can get the most bang for our buck. You can make the biggest impact. So we kind of really need to set that across the board that you're a five or no matter what. So whenever you find this person and you're going to speak to them, you teach them the 1 to 10, have a conversation with them and get them to rate you. Well, you're about a 7. Okay, great. Then read a script and see what they come up with. Oh, that's a 4. Whoa, that's a 9. And then, if you want, if you have it available, do a presentation that's unscripted and see what you get. Play around with it. You know what you do for a living. You know how you do presentations. You know, maybe you have a webinar that you do. Maybe you do something live. Maybe you do sales calls. Play around with the different ways, the different scenarios. Heat is on, heat is off. And get gauges on all of those. Because just like my client, you might find that one of them is really fast and another's really slow and one of them's right in the middle. But we want to get away from really fast or really slow, no matter what. We really want to get to that core 5 across the board. So first we have to figure out what we're doing. Awareness is the first step because that's how we're going to know how we're going to need to change. And then you have to start making a conscious effort to start shifting it. One of the best ways to do that is to practice out loud, reading out loud. Because by speaking out loud, you're putting something in the muscle memory that is becoming the new top layer. Right now, you're drawing from the top layer, which could be either too fast or too slow or moderate. And if you're moderate now, that's great. If you're moderate now, I would just check and make sure you're moderate when the heat is on. Or when you go live, do you get really fast or really slow? If that's the case, then we really want to go ahead and do some adjustment as well. So there's two ways to go about this. And oftentimes with technique and muscle memory, you know, it always starts with awareness. What are we doing? What do we need to adjust? What is the technique we're going to use to adjust it? Practicing that technique, getting it set. The practice in getting it set comes through sometimes just starting with words, but in this case, sentences into paragraphs, into conversation. Now you can jump straight to conversation if you can remember to constantly be adjusting. Some of the people I work with, they can't remember, and that's okay. You know, if you can remember, okay, I'm a 9 and I need to be a 7. So every time I speak, I need to crank this down. Or I'm a 3 and I need to be a 5. So every time I talk to somebody, I need to speed this up a little. That's fine. If you can't remember, then start with reading sentences or reading paragraphs or reading out of a book out loud at a 5. So you start laying it in, and it's real time. So you can kind of adjust as you go. If you're reading along and you think, oh, that's still fast, pull it back. If you're reading along and you think it's still slow, speed it up. So in real time, we're laying in a new layer of speed. We're reestablishing your pace to become a core 5, to become moderate, where people can follow you and understand you. Because we've got to engage people. We've got to hook them from the start. And pace is the core. So if we lose them based on pace alone, we're really going to have to do some work with variety and breathing and connection and all of the rest of the tools to keep them with us or to get them back. So it all starts with pace. Now, you say, I don't like to read out loud. I cannot stand to read out loud. Okay. What about a magazine? What about a newspaper? If you just can't stand reading out loud, then just talk out loud. But the key thing here is that you can't just think it. I got to think about going slower. Because like I talk about in the muscle memory episode, whatever's that top layer, that's what you're going to do, no matter what you think. We have to lay it in. We have to put it in. We have to put something new in. Reading is great. Reading out loud is great, or using a script out loud is great, because that just kind of cuts straight to the chase of the whole worst case scenario. Sometimes our worst voice scenarios rear their ugly head when we're presenting with a script and the heat is on. So a lot of times I give the technique, well, let's just cut straight to the chase and read words that aren't yours, because that kind of tackles the worst part first. But it's not a deal breaker if you just talk out loud. The key thing is that in real time, you're talking out loud, resetting that pace to a 5. From a 7 or a 9 or a 3 or a 2 or whatever it is. And then after you do that for a while, and it might just be a short while, it might be a week, it might be 2 weeks, it might be a month, but it's not going to be forever. But it's worth it. It's worth it because you're losing your audience on the front end. You're possibly not keeping your audience. Well, if your pace is way off, you're not keeping your audience. And so you're not making the impact that you want with your voice. So again, just a little recap. What you want to do, get somebody that can listen to you, engage you, somebody that you trust. If you don't have anybody or you don't, they're not going to know what to do, then send me a copy of your audio. I'm happy to tell you what I hear. You can find me on CaptivateTheRoom.com or send me a video and I'll just listen. Explain 1 to 10 and then try out different ways. You know, just have a conversation, read a script, do a presentation scripted or not. Try out all the different things that you do and get your variables. And then go to work on resetting what that top layer is. Resetting that 7 or 9 or 3. We want to get this set at a 5 so that when we come in and start adding shades of fast, shades of slow, you've got those spaces open. Right now, if you're fast or slow, that whole space is closed off. So there's no way you can maximize the power of pace shifts, which are very powerful. I use them all the time. but I can only do that because I'm set at a 5. So that's what you want to do on pace. Pace is key. Pace is key for so many reasons. Even if you don't add in variety ever, pace is key because we need to hear you. We need to get used to the sound of your voice. We need to digest your information. We need to stay with you. So that's what you want to go out and do this week. Work on getting your core 5 set. If you have any questions, if you get stuck on anything, you know, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm here to help. I believe that everybody can make a big impact with their voice. There's somebody out there that needs to hear your message. And, you know, for so many people, feeling not great about their voice or not confident about speaking is what's keeping that person that's out there that needs to hear your message from hearing it. And I believe that everybody should and can speak their truth beautifully. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you again so much for being here, for your downloads, for your shares, for your follows. You can always find me at CaptivateTheRoom.com, and I'll see you next time.